So much has happened in the past 6 months that even someone who is not glued to his radio cannot stop himself from wondering what's going on in the world. So many earth-shattering events have taken place recently. The collapse of the world's financial markets, the amazing rise to power of America's first black president. Here in Israel, we suffered the war in Gaza. Populated cities that nobody would have dreamed would ever be bombed have been indiscriminately bombed. We're also in Israel suffering one of our worst droughts this winter. It's come to the point where we're looking over our shoulders and everybody's wondering what's next. One cannot help but wonder, what's Hashem's message? What is our reaction supposed to be to all this? Is there a pattern? Of course we know today, we're not zeicha to have Nevi'im, who could guide us in the exact midah keneged midah by everything that's going on. But that doesn't exonerate us from taking some sort of action. What are we supposed to do? We look to our gedolim for advice, but what should be our first step that we should do? For most of us, we'd prefer to remain as spectators. When it comes to world-shattering events, whether it be in our home country, whether it be abroad, we'd rather just be involved in our own families and our own issues. And we say to ourselves, that's what our elected officials are for. Let them take care of it. That's what our gedolim are for. They're supposed to take care of Klal Yisrael. We know, though, Klal Yisrael areivim zeh bazeh. All of us, all Jews, are responsible one for another. With all of these world events taking place around us, involving Jews all over the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaking up America, is shaking up Eretz Yisrael, is shaking up everybody all over the world. It's not isolated. We're all being pulled in from the sidelines. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling every single one of us, do something, take action. No longer could people remain spectators. Klal Yisrael is a unit, and something must be done to help out the unit of Klal Yisrael globally. But what? What should we do? How could each and every one of us help the situation? We say to ourselves, I really can't help the situation for the whole Klal Yisrael. I'm not a diplomat, I'm not a gadol. But what can I do? So one of the first places that we should look is in the Haftorah that we say on the Tainus Sibur, where we quote the Navi in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says, Ki lo machshev osai machshev oseichem, v'lo darkechem derachai nu'um Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways. Ki gavu shamayim me'oretz, ken gavu derachai midarkechem, u'machshevosai b'machshevoseichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just as there's a distance between, a great distance between heaven and earth, so too are my thoughts and my ways different than your ways. Rav Chaskel Levenstein points out from the Pasuk that the Pasuk Dafka used the example of shamayim v'oretz to teach us that just as heaven and earth are two separate entities, nothing to do with one another, there are no similarities between the two, so too are the ways of Hashem and Hashem's patterns totally different than what we do here on earth. And really we have no understanding, we cannot begin to understand what Hashem does, the Darkei Hashem. But, HaKadosh, that is the beginning. That's the way we're supposed to approach the Darkei Hashem. Not to ask kashas. To accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with a full heart. But still so, what action are we supposed to be taking? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want us to take action. He is trying to tell us in one way or another to do something. So what are we supposed to do? Chazal tell us at the end of the Gemara Makkos, Bo Habakkuk v'hemidin alachas, shenemar v'tzadik be'emunasa yichya. Habakkuk tells us that the central mitzvah of the day that we should focus on, and from there we could branch off to all the other mitzvahs, is emunah. Emunah is the main mitzvah that we are supposed to strengthen and look for in the world. Again, Rav Chaskel tells us, we just finished the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimed Har Sinai, these are the main events in Jewish history. If we study them properly, we could gain our emunah. Reading them on Shabbos, Shnai or Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, is not enough. A person should study these events. The Ramban tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not perform great miracles anymore. He did them once in our history. And we're supposed to look at those miracles, and from them, those miracles, we're supposed to understand what's going on today in our lives. From Yetzias Mitzrayim, by studying Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to come to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come to understand the Derachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, we say in the very first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us He's our God. Rav Hirsch is Medayik. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the goal of the mitzvah of Anochi, of the emunah we're supposed to have, is to make Hashem Elokecha, our personal God. By thinking about the emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is the Bairi Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, and will be Mashgiach, and performs everything. By studying Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person is supposed to come to the level where he really feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my God. I am Ben Lamakim. We're holding now 2 weeks before Purim. Purim is also about Hashgacha, as we know, in a hidden way. But if we would look in Chazal, today it's very simple to look in Chazal, to find out what was going on behind the scenes, both in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimed Har Sinai, and in the story of Purim. Even if one is not able to look in the sources in their original language, in the Aramaic, Chazal, today we've been blessed that they've all been translated into books in English. We could pick up a book and we could read what was going on behind the scenes, and we could really come to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashgachas Hashem, the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us, and strengthen our emunah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these things. Hashem didn't only do the Nisim for them when they came out of Mitzrayim. Hashem did not only do the Nisim for the people in the times of Ahasuerus. These Nisim were done for us just as well, that we should be strengthened our emunah by studying them. Reading them is not enough. We have to learn how to live these events, yearly live these events, and strengthen our emunah. The world is being shaken up now. No matter where we live, nobody could hide. Even the great America has been shaken up. Everybody is being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do something. The first step is strengthening our emunah, as we're told by the Gemara. We should look in our history, look in the Nisim. Use the opportunity of Purim to strengthen our emunah. Study the miracles, study the Nisim. The Gemara tells us that our avos are called Elim, strong people, because they were strong in emunah. Strength is measured by emunah, people who have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Be'ez Hashem, we could strengthen our emunah, and bring our emunah into our lives. And then once our emunah is also strengthened, we look to our gedolim to guide us and to teach us how we're supposed to be reacting, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messages are for us. We could be zeicha to be amongst those who will proudly receive Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu.